Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special report. It's called the Trump Report. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this does not give me pleasure to report this report. However, reports must be reported by reporters. You understand? I'm really just a news anchor. I didn't get the story. However, you're going to get it now. It's from a PDF that I have entitled The Trump's Four Generations of Jewish Ties. The Trump family has the largest number of Jews in the first family, all three married children of Donald Trump being married to Jews. Trump's parents were Fred Trump, 1905 to 1999, and Marianne McLeod Trump. So you can see that he married an Anglo-Saxon woman, and thus, the Jew looks white. Donald was a brunette until 1994. Now he is a flaming, quasi-orange blonde daddy. Fred does look a bit Ashkenazi, it says here. There's a picture of them. Friedrich Trump. The Trump original surname, Drump, with a D. Foray into America supposedly begun with Fred Trump's father, Friedrich Trump, who emigrated to the U.S. from Germany in 1885. His married sister, Katharina, had emigrated in 1883. Her married surname was Schuster, which is a German and Jewish surname. Another of Trump's grandants, that's an interesting word, grandant, married a man named Freund, which is a Jewish surname. That's F-R-E-U-N-D. Grandpa Friedrich, or Frederick Trump's career path, was of distinctively Jewish nature. He moved to areas with the gold rush, never mining himself, but mining the miners, quote unquote. He moved to the Seattle area in 1891 and set up a restaurant / brothel in the red light district there. In 1894, Trump sold the dairy restaurant / brothel and moved to the emerging mining town of Monte Cristo, Washington, where there was a mini gold rush. Instead of taking part in the rush, Trump serviced the miners, rushing in with another restaurant / brothel, and again made money. In 1898, Trump started yet another restaurant / brothel named the Arctic Horse, servicing miners in Bennett, British Columbia. Here, Trump entered into a partnership with a Jew named Ernest Levin. Donald Trump's grandfather ran three brothels in three different cities, the last one with a priestly Jewish Levite. What does that tell you? Trump, the brothel keeper, then went back to Germany, picked up a wife, Elizabeth Christ, from his own town of Karlstadt, and came back to New York, where he became a real estate speculator with the money he had made from his three brothels. Donald Trump's father, Fred, was born in 1905. Friedrich died in 1918. Fred Trump, Jr., went on to become a real estate developer and landlord. Fred Trump, according to his nephew and a lot of Jewish tenants, Fred Trump was also allegedly involved in a KKK march, not against blacks, but against the Catholic police of New York. That's from the Washington Compost, so. Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's special counsel, emphasized Fred Trump's, quote, close connection to the Jewish people, unquote, noting that his father, the real estate developer Fred Trump, quote, was also highly recognized and praised by the Brooklyn /Queens Jewish communities. Donald Trump's mother, Marianne McLeod, supposedly was the daughter of a Scottish fisherman from the Isle of Lewis in Scotland. Her arrival in New York was also the direct result of a scandal that struck her family at home. The sister who hosted her in New York, Mrs. Catherine Reed, gave birth out of wedlock in Scotland in 1920. Marianne had two other sisters resident in the USA at that time, Miss Christina Matheson and Mrs. Mary Joan Pauley. There's nothing in the media about Trump's Scottish cousins in New York, the Mathesons and the Pauleys. There's a picture here, and it says Fred C. Trump, who donated the land for the Talmud Torah of the Beach Haven Jewish Center, 723 Ave Z, discusses the impressive future with the assemblage at last week's groundbreaking. Think about all these things, right? Fred Trump, who donated land for the Talmud Torah of the Beach Jewish... Okay, they just repeated that again, excuse me. But that source is at Sotohedo. Both of Donald Trump's parents, Fred and Mary, died in the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park. Fred's rise in New York real estate was intimately tied to the success of Abraham, quote, Bunny, unquote, Lindenbaum. His longtime counsel and his son Sandy and Abe Beam, the first Jewish mayor of New York. Both Lindenbaum and Beam were intimately tied with the New York politics of Tammany Hall. So there you have it. Abe Beam, the first Jewish mayor of New York. Bunny and Sandy Lindenbaum, Abe Beam and Howard Rubenstein. This shows some pictures here. Beam had known Trump's family for 30 years. In the beginning, Donald Trump used Beam's closest political associates, publicist Howard Rubenstein, lobbyist, lawyer, and fundraiser Abraham Bunny Lindenbaum, and Bunny's son Sandy, now part of a large Manhattan law firm, as the major political brokers on his Manhattan projects. Bunny Lindenbaum was an Orthodox and fanatical Zionist Jew. He was president of the Brooklyn Jewish Community Council and the Brooklyn Jewish Center. The Brooklyn Jewish Center is connected directly to the United Synagogue of America, the World Zionist Congress, United Jewish Appeal, National Jewish Welfare Board, and the Mossad. Now, this guy gives sources for these things, too. The New York Times, the New York slime, fake news, says in the 2012 obituary of Samuel Lindenbaum, Mr. Lindenbaum cultivated a scholar's knowledge of the zoning resolution, the arcane document that governs development in New York. As a result, he was able to bend the resolution to his client's will without breaking it. Hello? And because his clients were major builders and landowners, among them Harry B. Helmsley, Harry Macklow, Larry A. Silverstein, you know Lucky Larry, don't you? You remember Lucky Larry? He ate at the top of the Twin Towers, one of the Twin Towers, every single day of his life. For a long time. I mean, maybe not since he was in his diapers, but he's probably in diapers now. But just one day, Larry had an appointment with a skin doctor. He has skin problems because he's a race-mixed Jew. And he just happened to not go to that tower on on 9/11/2001. Just imagine how lucky you could be. Jerry I. Spire, Leonard Litwin, Stephen Roth, and Donald J. Trump. The Fishers and Tishes and Rudens and Roses. With the exception of Trump, all the rest are overt Jews. Why would Lindenbaum shower his blessings, quote-unquote, on only one goyim in New York? Could that goyim not be so goyimish after all? The article questions. Donald Trump. As Donald took over from Fred, Roy Cohn, and Louise Sunshine, gradually replaced the Lindenbaums and Rubenstein as young Trump's primary resources and agents. The Manhattan hard sell has supplanted the friendly, shrewd, understated style of the old Brooklyn days. Cohn, and it says Cohen is really the name, they just took an E out of it, besides being a gay pedophile, was one of those major Jewish figures with his fingers in multiple pies. Cohn also had a fetish for green frogs. Cohn became famous during Senator Joseph McCarthy's investigations into communist activity in the United States during the Second Red Scare. Cohn was McCarthy's chief counsel and gained special prominence during the Army McCarthy hearings. After leaving McCarthy, Cohn had a 30-year career as an attorney in New York City, of all places, ladies and gentlemen. Cohn's clients included Donald Trump, mafia figures Tony Salerno, Carmine Galante, and John Gotti, Studio 54 owners Steve Rubell and Ian Schrager, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York, Texas financier and philanthropist Shern Moody, Jr., and the New York Yankees Baseball Club. Studio 54 was linked to Meyer Lansky. Do I have to translate it for you? I will. What did I tell you about people like John Gotti, Carmen Galante, and other mafia figures? If they're not outright Jews, they're Jews through Italian mixed blood from Sicily. You see how this all connects? Notice he had a fetish for green frogs. Frogs come out of the mouth of the beast in Revelation. Shows a picture of Lansky here with Donald Trump side by side. Meyer Lansky looks mentally ill. He looks like somebody out of a horror movie, like a vampire or something. Cohn was known for his active social life, charitable giving, and combative personality. In the early 1960s, he became a member of the John Birch Society. Now, I want you to think on that, too. Eustace Mullins told me he was a member of the John Birch Society, but the Jews got him kicked out of it. Now, the John Birch Society, if you look into it and know anything about it, was supposed to be against Jews and supposed to be for America, for patriots. You see, they even infiltrate those kind of things to, if you can't beat them, join them and then take them over. So he became a member of the John Birch Society and a principal figure in the Western Goals Foundation. Just imagine they kicked out Eustace. I think it was actually mutual. If I remember him saying he was going to leave it because he knew it was Jew-controlled. But I can't remember the exact words, so don't quote me heavily on that. But I do know that he told me about him leaving the John Birch Society because it was laden with Jews. I'm not sure if they kicked him out or not, but I think so. He maintained close ties in conservative political circles, serving as an informal advisor to Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. Red Ronnie. You know Red Ronnie, don't you? David Friedman and Jason Greenblatt. More of Donald Trump's Jewish associates include Jason Greenblatt, Greenblatt has worked as a real estate lawyer for Trump for 19 years. 9 times 1 is 9. Is an Orthodox Jew and a Yeshiva University graduate. Greenblatt studied at a West Bank yeshiva in the mid-1980s and even did armed guard duty there. David Friedman, 57, 12, son of a conservative rabbi, is Trump's longtime attorney. Friedman lives in Woodmere, New York, and owns a house in Jerusalem's Talbaya neighborhood. Isn't that wonderful? Trump, Wilbur Ross, and David Rene de Rothschild, head of the Rothschild Inc. Another important event in Trump's business career was the mess in Atlantic City that nearly destroyed Trump's career. I don't know why this guy who wrote this article, the reason why I'm reading this a little funny-ish is because there's no punctuation. He doesn't write anything at the end of career. He doesn't hit a period. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but whatever. Trump was at one time owned. See what I mean? This is whatever. I'll just try to do the best I can with it, folks. Okay, Trump one time owned a quarter of Atlantic City's casino market, but Trump was heavily in debt, and he started missing bond payments on his Atlantic City's largest casino, the Taj Mahal, in 1990. Wilbur Ross, then an investment banker working for Rothschilds, Inc., helped bondholders negotiate with Trump, whose finances were unraveling. The final deal reduced Trump's ownership stake in the Taj, but left him in charge. And bondholders were unhappy when Ross presented the plan. That was in the LA Times, another fake news outlet. However, you see the Jews coming to the rescue. Now, did you see them rescue, what was his name, Ted Turner, when he was in charge? Now, the Ted Turner is a nutcase, but he isn't a Jew, as far as we know anyway. When they took care of him, did they leave him in charge? No. Do you even hear about Ted Turner anymore? Okay. President Donald Trump has 3 wives and 5 children that we know of. 4 of these 5 children are adults and 3 are married. 2 of Trump's 3 wives, Ivana Zelnikova and Melania Knoss, are from Eastern Europe, where many Jews like John Kerry, the name Cohn, K-O-H-N, instead of Cohen like C-O-H-N, or C-O-H-E-N, right? Like the last guy, Cohn, C-O-H-N. So it says, where many Jews like John Kerry, Cohn, and Madeleine Albright, Jana Corbell, converted, quote-unquote, to Catholicism and started using Christian names like Marla Maples, despite supposedly being Christian, keeps Shabbat, eats kosher, and studies Kabbalah. Trump's wives, Zenikova, Melania Knoss, and Maria Maples, both Ivana and Melania, have certain a Khazarian look. Ivana Zelnikova was born in the Moravian town of Zlin, Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia. The daughter of Milos Zelnicek, who was a Czech, and Marie Frankova. Moravia and Zlin have a long history of Jews. If you drop the second E in Zelnicek, you get the Jewish Zelnick. Ivana Trump's marriage to Trump was her second marriage. Her first was to Alfred Winkelmeyer, who was a real estate businessman. Ivanka, Donald Jr., Eric, and Tiffany Trump. Trump has four adult children, three from Ivana Trump and one from Maria or Marla Maples. Three out of four are married to Jews, and Tiffany Trump is dating a Jew. Ivanka Trump is married to Jared Kushner. We hear all about that filthy Jew. Both of whose parents were Jewish, both of whose parents are Jewish. That's Jared Kushner. Jared's father, see, there's no punctuation here at all. Jared's father, Charles Kushner, is a convicted criminal and a possible Mossad asset. Donald Trump Jr. is married to Vanessa Hayden, 38. 3 and 8 is 11. Hello. Who is a designer and the mother of five children. Vanessa's mother is Danish, and her late father, Charles Hayden, was Jewish. Charles Hayden's original name was Charles Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, and he was a lawyer. You get it, don't you? I mean, the people of my audience know already. I don't even have to say anything, okay? Eric Trump is married to Lara Unaska, who has two Jewish parents. Ladies and gentlemen, just for those that don't know, the Jews go by the mother because the Bible, or Yahweh, God himself, goes by the father. It has to do with that, okay? We pay attention to the lineage through the men. The Jews say that if you have a Jewish mother, then you're a full Jew. But if you only have a Jewish dad, so to speak, or whatever you want, a snake father, then you're only half Jewish. But that's a bunch of crapola. If you've got Jewish blood running through you, you are Jew. Period. Tiffany Trump is dating Ross Carpenter, both of whose parents are Jewish. Four generations of the Trumps, beginning from Friedrich Trump, or Drumpf, have had close business and personal association with Jews. All four of Donald Trump's adult children have married or are dating Jews. That is no mere coincidence. It's a coincidence. I like that. Coincidence. There is a good chance that the Trump family is crypto-Jewish, or at least has some Jewish DNA, which means what I just told you. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. A Jew is 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 a Jew. A snake is a snake is a snake is a snake. A snake is snake a snake. A snake is a snake is a snake is a snake. A snake is a snake is a snake. When the presidential election process begun, no one gave Trump any chance of becoming president. Yet there were Jewish-controlled networks giving Trump incessant coverage, which seemed to be more than all the other candidates combined. The real deal wasn't getting Trump or Clinton elected. It was making sure the choice was limited to one between two very blackmailable and malleable candidates, i.e. Clinton and Trump. Like many others, I mistakenly believed Hillary Clinton was the chosen one. The puppet masters probably didn't care if an obedient Clinton or if an obedient Trump was the president. I'm just sort of, as I said, this is written funny. I don't know if this is translated from another language or whatever. I'm just doing the best I can. Please be patient. Donald Trump was the pre-selected president the plebs chose, quote unquote. They are conned into selecting a pre-selected New World Order asset. Well, if you're only given two choices, and they've got control over the two choices, and the two choices are the same people, Hillary Clinton's a Jewess, and Donald Trump's got Jew blood running, and Bernie also. I mean, you know, what do you think you're going to get in office? So, this report really wasn't that long of a report, but I do want you to hear this, and I am totally disgusted as I hear this nonsense, but this ought to explain quite a bit to you. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen.
We must bear witness. That is why we are here today, to remember and to bear witness, to make sure that humanity never, ever forgets the Nazis' massacre. 6 million Jews. 2 out of every 3 Jews in Europe were murdered in the genocide. Millions more innocent people were imprisoned and executed by the Nazis without mercy.
Bull crap.
Denying the Holocaust is only one of many forms of dangerous anti-Semitism that continues all around the world. We've seen anti-Semitism on university campuses, in the public square, and in threats against Jewish citizens. Even worse, it's been on display in the most sinister manner when terrorists attack Jewish communities or when aggressors threaten Israel with total and complete destruction. This is my pledge to you. We will confront anti-Semitism. We will stamp out prejudice. We will condemn hatred. We will bear witness and we will act. As President of the United States, I will always stand with the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our great friend and partner, the State of Israel.
But, Mr. Trump, do you think there was enough reverb on your voice there? What was the idea to carry? You figured if you put enough reverb on it, and of course you had your voice up so that you could, we could clearly hear what you say, but there was tons of reverb on that, which was meant to give the idea that this was resounding throughout the universe. Is that not true, Mr. Trump? But let me ask you a question. Are you going to, if you're for everybody, as you say, for all people in America, are you going to continue to allow the Jews to keep oppressing the American people and the rest of the world? Are you going to allow them to genocide the Palestinians and to genocide the whites and expect that nobody's going to say anything about it? Do you even think to yourself that, geez, you know, when somebody doesn't like somebody, many times there's a reason. And when the world at large doesn't like a certain people or peoples like the blacks and the Jews, there must be a good reason for that, don't you think? You don't think it's just unfounded, do you? And that it's just something that somebody drummed up back 100 years ago? You can't be that stupid to think that the Holocaust is even that real. You must know it's a fable, as we all know it's a fable. Don't pretend you don't know it's a fable. And if you've known anything, if you're a president, you're so smart. I know you're a very cocky individual and you think you are Mr. Universe, so to speak. Why don't you study a little history about your so-called ally? It's your ally, not ours. We want those people out of our country. And if you're one of them, we want you out too. You go over there in your little fake state and bring all of them with you. If you think that the rest of the world population is going to continue to put up with these Jews, you've got another thing coming. I'm not making any threat. I don't have to threaten anything. I can see this coming. Obviously, you can't. I see it coming. There's a freight train coming, and locomotive breath is going to take care of everything. And the all-time loser and his children, the Jews, are in for the Holocaust that you've dreamt about and talked about. You're going to have it because you cried wolf. You're going to have the very thing you've been crying wolf about for the last almost 100 years. As a matter of fact, it is over 100 years that you've been crying this persecution of 6 million. You started it in Russia. Then it moved into Europe. And I believe it was in Ukraine as well. And then when you had the chance, you applied it to Germany. And you call them Nazis. And the reason why you don't know how to say the word Nazi is because you said the word right. You're the one that really does know how to say it. Ashkenazi. That's what you said, Nazis. You said the Nazis. I'm paying attention. But let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. We're watching you. This isn't a threat. We're watching everything you Jews are doing right now. Not only are we watching you, but our Father in heaven is watching you. Just keep doing what you're doing and find out what's going to be happening to you. When Yahweh returns, you're going to have that Holocaust. And may Yahweh return as soon as possible. This has been a Newsbite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.